Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 7, You Can Be Deceived. Genesis 3:13, W.E.B. The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." 2 Corinthians 11:3, W.E.B. But I am afraid that somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. End of verse. A first step in avoiding deception is to realize that you can be deceived. Let's look at some scriptures relating to deception. The problem is first seen in Genesis 3, Genesis 3, 4-5 ESV. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." End of verses. By believing the serpent's lies, Eve became deceived. Sin entered the world, and paradise was lost. Paul clarifies that we can also be deceived in a similar way if we aren't careful. 2 Corinthians 11:3, W.E.B. But I am afraid that somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve in his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. End of verse. Moses also warned the people about the possibility and consequences of being deceived. Deuteronomy 11:16-17 ESV. Take care lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Then the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the land will yield no fruit, and you will perish quickly off the good land that the Lord is giving you. End of verses. Paul found in his own experience that we can even be deceived as we try to follow God's laws. Romans 7, 10-11 NIV. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. End of verses. Scripture warns us repeatedly of the possibility of being deceived by false teachers. Acts 20:29-31, W.E.B. For I know that after my departure vicious wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Men will arise from among your own selves, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore watch, remembering that for a period of 3 years I didn't cease to admonish everyone night and day with tears. Romans 16:17-18, W.E.B. Now I beg you, brothers, look out for those who are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For those who are such don't serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the innocent. 2 Peter 2:1-3, ESV. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed, and in their greed they will exploit you with false words. 1 John 2:26, ESV. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. Jude 4, NIV. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ our only sovereign and Lord. End of verse. Scripture also indicates that we can deceive ourselves. This kind of deception often involves pride. Obadiah 1:3, W.E.B. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, who says in his heart, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" 1 Corinthians 3:18, W.E.B. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone thinks that he is wise among you in this world, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. Galatians 6:3, ESV. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. 1 John 1:8, W.E.B. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. End of verse. In summary, all these verses affirm that we can be deceived. Acknowledging that we can be deceived is an important part of avoiding deception, as well as an important step in being set free from deception. Furthermore, please note that none of these verses indicate that good intentions will protect anyone from deception. It is a widespread deception itself that good intentions will protect people from deception. You can be deceived. Good intentions won't protect you. However, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom can protect you from deception. For further reflection, what are some things you have been deceived about? Might you presently be deceived about something?